Farm Bureau leaders setting policy for 08 with today's Accent on Agriculture. Hello, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox. About 1,500 Farm Bureau leaders and ag industry representatives are in Franklin this week for their 86th annual convention. Cumberland County cattle producer Lacey Upchurch serves as the Farm Bureau president.
I think it's a great opportunity for all of our farm people to really get reacquainted. You know, we're a extremely diversified state from east to west, a lot of different commodities, a lot of different makeup of in agriculture, and our farm leaders in East Tennessee get to meet and talk with the farm leaders in West Tennessee and vice versa. I think it's really a good opportunity to spread goodwill. And
Upchurch says despite one of the most challenging years ever in Tennessee agriculture with all the weather disasters, Farm Bureau leaders still remain optimistic about their future in the ag industry.
When you look at the total picture of agriculture and when you put it in perspective with the world view of things, so we're a blessed nation and we're blessed to be part of agriculture in this country, and I think our people realize that. You know, our leaders all across our state are extremely strong in their faith, and you know, I know that they feel that they're going to be taken care of.
Today, the farm leaders will hear from experts on various issues concerning the ag industry, and they'll also hear a keynote address from Governor Phil Bredesen. And they'll also begin discussing the resolutions that will be adopted during the business session that will guide the farm organization in the coming year.
And that's so important that we have that framework where we decide policy by all the people from a grassroots level, and then we try to protect that policy and work to make sure that policy comes about in the legislature or wherever throughout the year.
And we'll have much more on the Tennessee Farm Bureau Annual Convention in Franklin tomorrow on the Tennessee Radio Network.